Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my co-host, Mommy. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
This episode is brought to you by my mother's Cottonelle booty wipes that just made my anus feel better.
You really know how to start these things off.
You got to start them out with a bang. You got to let them know what they're in for before they get there.
What's coming out of your mouth.
My mom uses flushable baby wipes for adults on her after you go potty, and they feel so
great.
When
you need
a
good wipe.
Yeah, this isn't actually brought. This is not a brand deal.
No,
I think that we do have a brand deal coming up. Hopefully, if a deal happens, this is exciting, guys. Means we're legit. You know, maybe because we figured out our microphones. No, but my mom uses these toilet wipes and they're flushable.
You know, you did not ask permission to give this vitally private information.
Mom,
away.
I'm trying to help people's tushies out here.
All right.
Are you going to let these people's tushies remain sore and raw?
No.
Where can they buy such a thing, Mom?
The grocery store, the drugstore.
They're Cottonelle flushable.
Yeah, I think there's another brand too. I don't want to just say one.
Okay, I mean, this isn't a brand deal, so we can say as many brands as we'd like.
Cottonelle.
But that's, hey,
wink,
yeah,
wink.
If you're listening, we haven't mentioned another brand, so we're still up for you.
Yeah, it's just nice.
Yeah, it makes your tushy feel nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so the most important news of today.
Yes.
My mom got her new baby chicks.
Yes. They are so adorable.
She got five. She was only supposed to get four.
Excuse me. Trent bought the fifth, so it is his chicken being housed at my house.
Pish posh, that's your chicken. He just got to name it.
He paid for it.
All of five buckaroos, everybody. Well, did you know chicks are $5? He is a big spender.
Big spender. I noticed he didn't buy any food, though. I guess he's using all mine.
I told you, it is your chick. You will feed it. You will house it. You will love it. You will eat its eggs.
So we'll post pictures.
Yes. Okay. So what we're going to do, we have these four chicks and we don't have names for them yet because my mom, since we've been talking about them with you guys so much, my mom wants you guys to name them.
Definitely.
So I will post four tweets. Each tweet will have a picture of a different chick. And you guys comment on what you think each one's name should be. My mom will look through them. And next podcast, she will tell you which name she picked and who named them.
Yes.
So go to Podcast ATI on Twitter. And Monday evening, I'll have posted these photos. And you guys can name them.
Right.
So there's four to be named. Trent's is already named Cottonball.
Yes, he named it.
It has the biggest poof on its head.
Yes. They're Polish hens.
Okay. How are they doing?
They're doing great. They're so cute.
Good. Great. My mom had to put them in another. She's been keeping them in the living room with a heat lamp in a box. But we had to put them in the other room because Blaze is here today and he would eat them.
Tasty snack.
They're like a, it is a snack. It's just like a pop
like
it
a
in your mouth. It
to them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, malted milk ball.
Yep.
Yum.
So,
chicken flavor.
We definitely had to put them away for Blaze.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the other news. Mom, you were right about what IHOP was with the P to a B. You were right. It stood for burgers.
Burgers.
So IHOP changed their name for like a month or something to hype up the fact that they're selling burgers, which they've always sold.
Seven new burgers, I believe, is what it was.
I did not care because once I found out it was burgers.
But they didn't actually change the name. They just put it out there. They were going to. It was just all...
It was all just hype, like a terrible marketing scheme because everyone's just making fun of them for it.
Hey, but they got attention. Isn't
they
that
did.
What it's for?
They did. But is anyone going to buy the burgers is the question.
You know, I wouldn't, but I would go in for pancakes.
I think more people are going in for pancakes to be like, screw you.
Especially the, you buy a stack and you get as many else as you want for free.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
They just give away pancakes there all the time.
But you could buy it at the first chunk then.
But you could feed so many people.
No, it's per person.
Oh, rude. It's like the all-you-can-eat sushis for one person and you have to eat the rice. Rude. Mom, did you see that they want to divide, well, not everybody, just some people, want to divide California into three states?
Yes.
Wow. And it's for electoral reasons. It's for votes. So that, because we're the largest electoral college and we're a Democratic state. And so they want to divide it so that all the Democrats are basically in L.A. And so they want to divide it, make L.A. a really small part, and then make everything else a Republic part. So
then why are there three parts?
Because one, because so they can have two Republics, I guess, Republic votes or whatever. So I will be voting no on that.
I would be voting no for
also,
that.
Also, come on. We already have enough states.
There's enough states.
It's fine.
We don't need to add two more.
We don't need to. No.
We'd have to redo our flag. We'd have to redo our history books.
So
we'd have to.
It's not worth the money.
The fine, the license plates. Oh, my gosh. You have to redo all
those. Guess what? Kids that from Southern California that want to go to school in Northern California or vice versa would have to pay out-of-state tuition. That is ridiculous. You don't want that. You don't want it.
This is correct.
Blaze is scratching at something. Does he think? Did he find the chickens?
I hope he didn't.
And my mom's going to go check. But when she comes back, she's going to tell you about amazing fruit she discovered, which is amazing. She is running to get the bag. I don't know why, because we're not being filmed or taking pictures, but she wants to show the microphone the bag of this fruit that she has discovered that she's in love with. She's running back. Do you hear the bag?
Actually, Blaze was scratching at the bedroom door because he wants the computer pad.
Oh, yeah. My mom has this, like, laptop pad she puts on her lap and then puts the computer on her lap. And, like, the little foam pellets that are in the – it's like a bean bag with a flat top.
Yeah, table on it.
He's really obsessed with the bean bag smell. Anyway, Mom, please tell us about this fruit.
I went into the store.
She's got to tell you a story about this fruit.
Went into Sprouts, and a very nice gentleman who was working in the vegetable fruit department said, hey, have you tried the cotton candy grapes? And I'm like, I have no clue what this man's talking about, but I'm going to be nice and say
no. It's free food. That's healthy. Take it.
Let me get you some. And he happily ran off to get it. Comes back.
Oh, he wasn't like, he didn't have like a stand?
No.
He was just like a dude that like stocked the produce?
There. Yeah.
He's so the produce guy.
Yeah,
but
the
not,
produce guy.
When Dad told me the story earlier, I thought he had like a table set up.
No.
Like Costco style.
No. He was putting new fruit.
Oh, so this guy's just really enthusiastic about these grapes.
He's just enthusiastic about his job.
Oh, Blaze. You hush about the... He's mad because he can't have grapes. Dogs shouldn't have grapes, so I've read once. Okay, so go on.
So he popped one in my... Well, I popped one in my mouth.
Yeah, that's weird. And Dad, you get it?
Tim did too. And it actually tastes like cotton candy when you eat this grape.
It is a grape that tastes like cotton candy. I tried it, and it tastes like pink cotton candy to me.
They're green seedless grapes, but it tastes
they're
like...
They're organic, and they're only in season one week of the year.
2 weeks a year.
You told me one, so don't make me out to be a liar, Mom. But they are delicious, flavor cotton candy grapes. And it is mind-blowing.
Yeah. You think grape? Oh, but no.
It's cotton candy. And it's
not
infused with anything.
No.
It's just a grape that happens to taste like cotton candy 1 week of the year.
Crazy.
I want to grow them.
I do too.
Will you grow them?
I don't think I have the right temperatures for that.
Make the temperatures.
I don't control it.
Science can do it. They're just lying. All right. So on to less exciting things, but still exciting. The movie of the week is Incredibles 2.
Oh, I'm going to see if you talk about what I want talked about. Go.
Well, I have multiple things, but one is that they have broken the record for best animated opening weekend ever.
Really?
So they crushed it. I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see it because I loved Incredibles 1. It has been way too long, but actually strategically smart.
14 years?
To have this long a gap in between.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard great things. I do want to do a public service announcement here that there is a lot of flashing in the movie that can cause seizures and epilepsy. So if you are prone to those.
Or headaches. Like from lights.
Yeah, like strobe lights and stuff. Beware. Apparently, I haven't seen it, but I've seen a lot of people say, like, beware. It's caused seizures and stuff. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Great.
I'm a public service announcer.
Yeah.
I just got a text message, but I don't where is my phone?
It's on the floor by your foot.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, it's Colleen. She sent an audio message. I'll listen to it later. Anyway, so that's it. Congrats to it for breaking the box office.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Last week it was Ocean's 8 that did great.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either. I'm not going to see anything in the movie theaters. I don't go to the movie theaters.
I don't like to go to the movie theaters either, but I would see that 8-1.
The 8-1?
And we are going
to... The Magic 8.
I think we're going to take the grandkids to see the Incredibles
2?
Yeah.
Christopher said he's having the kids watch Incredibles 1 to prep them. That is so weird that they haven't seen it. It's such a...
Yeah.
It's a
staple.
It's a good movie. Anyway, on to Instagram news. The Instagram is now making it easier to shop on the app.
You know, you keep bringing new things every week about this Instagram thing.
Instagram keeps updating itself.
And I can't see anything different.
It's sly. It's little, so you can't complain about it. Because you know when you do one huge switch like Snapchat did?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Everyone's like, nope, screw you, I'm done. And they walk away because they don't figure it out. But if it's tiny little changes that happen over time, Blaze, don't eat that blanket. That was my grandpa's blanket.
No.
Blaze.
No.
Sorry. We're recording this on Father's Day, and Blaze is destroying my mother's father's blanket.
My mother's father's blanket.
My gramps. Yeah. He was my gramps. So she's walking away with that. But yeah, Instagram... If you change it slowly, no one can complain. So what they're doing is they're making it easy to shop because, you know, we all need to spend more money. And in Insta stories, if someone's promoting a product or has a product, they can put a sticker of that product and you can click the sticker and it'll give you more info about the product.
Wow.
So if someone's like promoing a shirt, little stickers can pop up and you can click the sticker and read more about the shirt and buy it from that link.
Wow.
So they're just, you know... ruining us. Mom, there is a lump that is sore in my armpit and it comes up once every few months and I need you to look at it later. That's all.
I will do that.
It's really stiff right now. Okay. That's why I'm raising my hand. I just side note, guys, I've got a sore lump in my armpit. Oh God. Okay.
Maybe it's a lymph node.
I read that's probably what it is. It's a swollen lymph node. Mm-hmm. Is that bad?
It's your body's telling you something.
But
I'm not
what?
A doctor.
I switched to organic natural deodorant.
No. No.
I eat well. I drink water. I work out. What more does my body want from me? I sleep. I eat well. I work out. I get appropriate amounts of sun. I move. I go on walks.
You do?
Happiness in my soul.
This is all true.
I visit my family.
Oh, she
what
does.
What more does my body want from me? I've been drinking so much water.
We'll check it out.
All right, so the Carters, a.k.a. Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z, more Beyonce, dropped a new song without any warning. Again, that's how she rolls, called Ape Shit. Sorry, Mom, I swore. But it's the name of something.
Yeah, it is.
Remember when I was in the show Damn Yankees and I wouldn't say the first word in high school? Like, why would you do that to me? why would the school do that to me?
Well, I personally don't like hearing little kids swear.
I don't either. That's why I don't swear on my channel because I don't.
Yeah,
you kids don't need to swear. They don't. No. You hear it enough everywhere.
Gosh,
else.
Gosh darn it! That's about as hard as they should go.
Yeah, but anyway. Beyonce and Jay-Z dropped a new song, and everyone's saying the Carters. So I think they dropped it together. I don't know. Is someone coming out with an album? Whose album going to be on? I don't know. I didn't look that much into it, but.
We did watch the video.
I heard that I heard about it happening, and I didn't watch or listen to it until today because I wanted to do it with my mom, and we watched it. It was beautifully shot.
It
was gorgeous. The song's great. It's amazing. My favorite line is "Get off my dick" by Beyonce. She says the line. But they rented out the Louvre in Paris, France, which what? And my mom and I were watching it. We're like, this is gorgeous. This is amazing. And then I went and I wanted to learn more about it. Like,
right.
Obviously, there's so much symbolism that has gone over my head. So on Twitter, art history major went crazy with excitement. She's like, finally, I get to use my art history degree for something, and went into every single shot has a meaning. Mm-hmm. Every single line that Beyonce sings lines up with whatever is in the background, whatever she's wearing. It's genius. It is amazing. So I suggest looking into it, reading about the meanings behind everything, and it's beautifully done. And I love when things have meaning behind it, like This Is America by Childish Gambino. His song was amazing. If you read more, I love reading more about what things mean, because you could just listen to the song on the radio and just goes over your head.
Right.
But oh, the thought that goes behind it is, oh, I am so on board with it. And I give her a round of applause for it. I like Jay-Z's hair in it.
And I like the background dancers.
Yes.
They were pretty cool.
They were really cool.
Fan to the side, fan to the other side.
Yes. But
it was very nice.
Yeah. I think Jay-Z's hair looks good like that.
It did. Yeah.
He sounded good too in that song. all right. So a relatable tweet of the week is from Jenna Klaus. It's Jenna something. She says, shout out to that one person that hears you when you're talking in a group and smiles and replies to you when no one else is even paying attention so you don't feel like a complete waste of space.
Yes, I saw that too. I thought that's perfect.
Shout out to that person.
Yeah.
I have made an effort in my life to be that person. And it's because I think dad has trained us. Because my dad, when he drops jokes that are amazing and just the best jokes in the world, he does it so slyly and softly that only one or two people will hear it. And it's the best joke you've heard your entire life. So dad has, I think, made me key into when someone says something very softly in a group to key into what in the world they're saying. And so I always try and be that person, but I hate when no one is that person for me.
Right.
And when you try and what was it? I was watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, and his guest, I think, was Seth Meyers. Mm-hmm. And Seth Meyers said his dad told him, never say a joke twice in a group setting.
Oh.
And he was like, because the chances are, you may think that no one heard it, so no one laughed, but chances are people heard it, and they just didn't laugh.
It wasn't a good one.
So when no one hears you, when you say something in a group and no one hears you, it makes me be like, did they hear me and didn't like what I said? Uh-huh. Should I say it again? So when that one person gives you recognition, you're like, okay, great. I don't have to say it again.
Yeah.
It hit. We're good. At least one person cares.
Yeah.
Okay. Mom, do you have any news for the day?
News for the day?
Yeah, any news?
I don't have any news other than my chickens. I'm chicken crazy.
You are chicken crazy. They're really cute. I'm excited to take pictures of them.
So cute. I tried to take pictures. It was really hard. I couldn't get them all to look at me at the same time.
Well, it's more of an individual shoot.
Okay, but they like to be huddled in a group. So we're going to have fun.
I'm going to take where they're going to be in your little hands. I don't know why I'm showing the microphone how I'm going to hold them.
I have not used my hands this whole time.
I have more. My hand's been in the air most of this because my lymph node is being annoying. all right. Well, then let's move on to games.
Oh, goodness.
I really liked First Word, the game we played last week.
Oh, goodness.
Last week.
Who knows what's coming out of our mouths.
Because I have to do zero prep for this. I just say a word, and my mom has to say the first word that comes to her head afterwards. It's a pretty simple game, but we get so nervous that it just makes it fun for me, and all I care about is my fun.
Right. What was the name of the other game we played?
I don't know. Oh, my mom. We're also going to play the other game we played when Teenie was here, which was an app.
Off Limits. That was it.
Okay. So we'll play that after. But right now we're going to play First Word.
Ready?
Go. Okay. Shirt.
Pants.
Okay. All right. You've created an outfit. That's good. All right. Poop.
Ew.
Okay. No, I can't do that again. You can't make a noise.
Toilet paper.
No. You've thought about it.
Cotton wipes.
You've thought about it. It's done. You can't anymore. You can't.
Okay.
You can
reverse. No sounds. Go.
Bible.
God.
Okay. That's a normal one.
Seed. Plant.
The amount of stress on your face is what makes this so good for me.
Why do I think it has to be fast?
Because it's the first word that comes to you. So if you say it slow, it's you've thought of it, or your brain just worked real slow.
Okay.
Wood. Just for the record, she said O-M, and then snorted. Wood om.
Oh, do I get another chance?
I'm just going to give it to you.
Fire pit.
Okay. I liked om better. Autograph.
Signature.
Okay, that's like the same thing. You're really bad at this. Okay.
Mickey Mouse?
No, you can't. This is not second word after a few moments of thought.
Let's play that game.
No. We're not playing second word. It's the first word.
It'll be a game we created.
Oh. Okay.
Do you want some words?
Yeah, give me some.
Flower.
Pot. It is so typical.
No, it was your look when you said it.
Because you're not quite sure what's going to come out of your mouth then halfway through the word.
Glasses.
Eyes.
Microphone.
You are just looking at me and naming things in front of me.
I'm not prepared. You didn't tell me to have a list of items.
I didn't have a list.
Okay. Now you've had time to think about microphone.
Stand. I mean.
Tea.
Jaw.
Sorry. Oh, you said a what? A jar?
A John.
John?
I don't know. The J came out of my mouth.
See, I think second word would be better.
No, it's funnier this way.
Okay.
Give me one more.
Dimple.
I don't know what you said.
Dimple.
No, it's too late.
Oh. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Carpet.
Cord.
Carpet cord. Okay. Rachel.
I just start making a sound and then finish it with the word. Okay. God, now that I'm crying, I hope that entertained somebody. It entertained me. Okay, Mom.
Do you want to do the other game?
We're going to do not first. What's it called? Off Limits. It's an app, not sponsored, but hey, if you want to, go for it. But it's going to give us a word and a list of words we're not allowed to say.
So plug your ears.
Okay, so Mom's going to tell you the word she's trying to get me to say.
Oh, wait, it's an ad.
Wait. They can get ads, but we can't. Rude. Okay. Okay. Oh,
the word is parents. Okay. Son, daughter, no, forget it. What did I just say?
Son, daughter.
Oh, good. Those aren't the words.
Wow.
Little ones.
Grandkids.
Belong to.
Parents.
There we go. You got it.
Oh, thank God.
Here.
All right. Now it's my turn.
I wish we could whisper.
Oh, okay. Plug your ears.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh. Hold on. Oh, it's an ad. Hold on. It's an ad. It's still adding. It's ad. Not now. Okay.
Jeans.
Okay, Mom.
Okay.
You wear them on your legs.
Pants, stockings, underwear.
They're made out of the blue stuff.
Corduroy jeans.
Jeans.
Blue jeans.
You got it. Jeans.
Yay! The blue stuff.
Hey, you got it. All right. I think that was it for today.
That's good.
That was good. Oh, man. Games make my heart race and my face get red and I smile through the whole thing. I got to take a break. Oh, I got to breathe. I'm going to take a sip of LaCroix.
Sip of LaCroix.
Did it. All right. Oh, my mom's tray only has Altoids and tea on it today.
And because I'm wearing the glasses and holding the phone.
Okay. And the grapes are on the table next to us.
Please.
Did he fart?
Oh, be glad it's not smello hearing.
Smello hearing?
Like smello? Dog.
You're glad they can't smell it is what you're trying to say. As long as, oh, it is bad and I'm over here. Oh, be glad, guys, you don't have smell-o-vision.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Oh, God. Okay, questions. We're going to questions.
I have one for you.
Oh, you can ask it.
Becca
at
Colleen times Parker says 100 degrees or 30 degrees?
I'm going to say, oh, I don't care.
Oh,
I can do either. I'm going to say 30. Because the only time it gets that cold, Christmas time, done.
I'd say 30 because you can always get warm. It's harder to get cooled off.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, you can get more housework done when it's 30 degrees.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that. Agreed. Although I do enjoy 100. No, I don't.
No. No one does.
No. All right. Katie Lee says, what did you get your dad for Father's Day? This is towards me. I got my dad shoes and socks. Because on my live stream on Saturday on my vlog channel, Trent, my brother, texted me and said, Dad needs new shoes. So that was him telling me I needed to get my dad's shoes. So when I came in, my dad's shoes were busted. I told him that Trent told me I needed to get him new shoes. He laughed and was totally for it. But last weekend, I took him to a Dodger game.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was my Father's Day present because I forgot when Father's Day was. And so Dad was like, is this my Father's Day present? I was like, oh, sure. I just thought we were at a Dodger game, but okay. But I also got him Taco Bell for lunch.
You did.
Mm-hmm. And I came and visited. And then let's be real, I am the best present ever given to this earth. All right. Do you have another question, Mom?
Oh, are we doing more?
You can.
Can you taste the difference with water brands?
Yes, 100%.
100%.
Oh, my
goodness. We could do a video.
Well, I can't guess which ones they are.
No, but you can tell Oh, that's true.
You just want me to drink water and be like, this tastes different. This one tastes different than that.
You can tell the difference between like a local water and Fiji water.
You could tell the difference between Arrowhead and Fiji for sure. 100%. Arrowhead tastes like dirt.
Fiji, like
you can
feel
it's this, the difference in the smoothness. Mm-hmm. There is, I will tell you though, there are as a middle line.
Did we talk about this?
No, I talk about this all the time. Oh, water has a taste, and that's why you can taste the difference between waters.
Yeah.
But there are some that are like middle, not that expensive, that taste just as good as the expensive ones.
Close. Yeah. Not
I don't like Arrowhead or Aquafina.
Neither do I.
But I can do Kirkland, the Costco brand. I like Kirkland.
If it's cold.
Yeah. 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 And then I like the water from my fridge, but I don't like it out of the filter on my sink.
Okay.
I've got my ways.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to find your niche in the water world.
Matt's favorite is Essentia.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. And I've your favorite is Fiji.
Yeah.
He likes Essentia because it has a high pH level, is what you need in water, apparently. It's good for you to have a high pH level.
Okay.
I don't know. But I watched a video on YouTube where a girl tested all the pH levels in all the waters, and all the hot, like really expensive waters had really low pH levels. Like they were terrible.
Maybe that's why they taste better.
Maybe, but they're not as good for you.
Right.
They're very, what is it, acidic?
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Sista Ballinger says, what's your opinion on Trump ads running before your videos? Okay, so I found out that there were pro-Trump ads playing in front of my videos. And if you know me, I'm not much of a Trump supporter at all. So, and YouTube's like, you can have certain ads not play in front of your video. You just have to do all of this work that I couldn't understand how to do. Wow. I spent 30 minutes trying to say, I don't want this ad running on my channel. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure it out. They make it very difficult to do.
Wow.
And so
I wonder if someone's looking at these videos going, this is a non-Trump person. Let's put an ad in front of hers.
Yeah. And so, because I talked about in my blog channel how there were anti-gay ads running in front of gay YouTuber channels.
Yes.
But there was Adpocalypse that happened a while ago where ads pulled out because they didn't want their ads playing on a channel they disagreed with.
Right.
And now we are having ads we disagree with playing in front of our channel. That's, come on. That's hypocrisy. That's a double standard. That is somethingism. Uh-oh. So I'm just pissed about the whole thing. And I mean, come on.
No resolution?
No, because I don't know how to get it off my channel. I think I need the link. I need the link to the ad itself, but also it wouldn't let me into my AdSense page, which is where you go to do. It's a whole YouTube thing. The backwards setup systems of YouTube.
Yeah.
I couldn't get to it, and it was a whole thing, but I tried for like a half hour.
Sorry.
And then I gave up.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm hoping that ad just doesn't appear anymore.
Yeah. Now you'll have twice as many.
Yeah, but I'm pissed about it. Yes. Sophie says, water slides or roller coasters?
Oh, my goodness. Now that I'm older.
Okay. What is your answer now that you're older?
Probably roller coasters.
Mine's always been roller coasters. Yeah. I hate water slides.
I'm a water slide person.
They hurt. Hurt
you
so
get
much.
Bruises.
You get bruises. But
some people love them.
Guys usually love them because they wear full shorts.
Yeah, we have accidents.
Society has told us that we have to wear skimpy little don't cover any part of your body.
You could wear shorts over them.
Yeah, and get terrible tan lines?
Just to go down the slide.
So your butt is hitting the grooves in the slide, and then when you hit the water, your top flies off.
Yep.
And I'm just like, I hate this. And also, they are the scariest things in the world. There's no safety.
Yeah.
You know, people have died on the, like, or got seriously hurt on those water slides? Oh, man, it makes me angry. And there's less restrictions to them.
People get hurt on roller coasters too.
Yes. But water slides is the roller coaster thing. When the roller coaster itself malfunctions and hurts people, it is rare and a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a lot of times where they do get hurt because the person's disobeying the rules.
Right. Always keep your hands in and buckled up.
And your head forward.
Yeah.
Don't turn your head around.
Don't do that.
But I feel like water slides, the injury rate is so much higher.
So I don't know if we hear about much of them.
Well, we don't live in a water park area.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
We have the beach.
Yes. That is our water slide. Amelia says, thoughts on TanaCon. I talked about TanaCon last time. I'm really jealous that I'm not going. And Colleen got invited and she's performing as Miranda, I believe.
Wow.
I could just be spreading gossip. But that's all. But I'm very jealous. I might crash it with Colleen. I don't know. I might sneak in.
Yeah.
Megan asks, so do you think you and Gwen have become closer since starting the podcast? I don't think we've become closer. I think we were already pretty close when it started. That's why
very close.
That's why I was cool doing it with her. But we do see each other more.
I love that part.
We see each other once a week at least.
It's the mommy's dream.
Yep. Sometimes we see each other more than that. But hey, whatever. I enjoy it.
I do too.
And Blaze gets to come hang out with my mom. I'm very burpy. It's that LaCroix. I shouldn't have had a sip. That carbonation.
I'm so sorry.
But Blaze loves coming here.
Yeah, we switch off.
Yeah,
you come. 2 weeks down there and 2 weeks up here.
Yeah.
Well, not 2 weeks, but I mean.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row where one comes to. Yes, it's fine. Yes.
Traveling.
Tilly says, how long do you spend brushing your teeth? How, what is your brushing the teeth in the mornings? How long does it?
Mornings is not as long as nights because it brushing my teeth in the morning makes me gag. So I just do it really quick. Nights is the flossing, get in there.
Why is it different?
I don't know. Mornings I can't handle. And does anybody else gag when they brush their teeth?
No,
I gag.
Just you.
I full on gag.
Tell us if you'd gag brushing your teeth. That's weird.
Oh. No, it lets people
where
know.
Where are you putting the toothbrush?
Yeah, is it teeth?
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, it's just
you don't stick it down your throat?
It's the back inner teeth.
The back inner teeth.
On the top, yeah.
On the top, yeah. Not the bottom.
No, the top.
That's makes not a gag point.
It is on me.
What toothbrush are you using?
It's a really good Oral-B toothbrush. Not sponsored, wish
but
it was.
But if it was. Okay, but
it's
how...
It's a good toothbrush.
Do you...
I've switched to the other ones, too.
Really on this toothbrush thing. How long, though? Isn't it like that recommended like 3 minutes or something?
You try to stand me still for 3 minutes.
No, exactly.
Not happening.
Maybe
children, do brush your teeth.
Yes,
for three
do that.
Full minutes.
Yep, and then floss and mouthwash. I do floss and mouthwash every night.
Floss first.
Floss your teeth before brushing your teeth?
Yeah.
I floss after I brush.
Floss them before. Otherwise, you're just... Floss them before, then your toothbrush can get in between your teeth.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, floss for.
First. Is that scientific
floss
or just...
Words again are hard.
I know what you mean and that's all that matters.
The dentist always told me floss first and then brush your teeth.
Okay, so science is behind it. It's not just science. A mom opinion.
Well, mom opinion's probably better.
All right, I'll have to start doing that.
Life hack.
Yeah, life hack. I maybe spend 30 seconds.
Yeah.
45 maybe tops.
Hard for
but
me.
I do floss and mouthwash with fluoride. Fluorine? What's the one you're supposed to use?
Fluoride-ish?
Maybe.
Let's see.
All right.
What's happening here?
So we don't brush our teeth properly.
No, we don't.
That's what we're getting from this.
Yes.
Emma wants to know if we'll film our next podcast. Do you want to film the next podcast?
Yes, we'll film the warning.
We'll film the games part.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. I don't want to film a whole podcast because I want you guys to come listen to it here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It matters if you listen. Did he fart again?
He did. Oh.
It's because we've been feeding him stuff. Colleen was here earlier and giving him turkey and stuff, and then you gave him banana, and so did I, and I gave him a little Triscuit.
He had a little bit of caramel corn. Sorry.
I don't. Okay, that's probably what it is. He's never had caramel before. Mm-hmm. I don't eat caramel.
It's not vegan.
Oh, he barked. Blaze, don't bark.
I think he was barking at the birds.
He was barking because Bubba was barking. Kaylee said, did y'all pick a winner? Yes, I made my mother pick a winner of the dancer.
It's hard. You guys, it's so hard.
It is very hard for her.
It's so hard.
I make her do it.
I love everyone.
It's fine. The winner of the headshot and one singular shrink-a-dink of mine from my merch when I did shows is Alexandra at Colleen's Novaqua. So yes. I will be DMing you for your address and whatnots.
Everybody did really good jobs.
Yep.
They did.
Good job.
There was just something about her that just...
You don't have to justify. It's okay. You picked a winner.
But everyone was adorable. Everyone.
She was the whole time. She's like, don't make me do this. I said, you have to do it. She's like, don't make me do this. You have to do it, Mom. So we're not... The next. It's not a giveaway. It's the naming the chickens is the next
thing.
Yeah,
it's just... they get,
just name the chickens.
Just name my chickens for me.
Make them cute. Yeah. Nothing vulgar.
Yeah.
Let's keep it PG, even though
keep
I don't.
PG.
I am more vulgar on this podcast than I am on my...
You are.
And I think it's because I like making you awkward.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Mother's daughters.
Mother's daughters.
Mother-daughter.
Mother-daughter.
Yep. You know, it could turn one day and I could like making you uncomfortable.
You have. It's
not
back
on the podcast.
Yeah, but teenage years, you do things in front of my friends. You do things to make
Never.
Me uncomfortable.
Bad word.
Yeah, that's funny. Ballinger Love says, more life hacks, please.
I thought of one.
What is it?
Like in the summer when you're drinking lemonade or whatever is yummy, mm-hmm. iced tea, make your ice cube trays the same beverage that you're drinking.
Yeah. So if you live up iced tea, make iced tea, put it in the ice cube trays, freeze it, yeah, and then use that for the ice cubes of your drink.
And it, then you don't get the watery taste.
I feel like I've done that once for coffee and it was bomb.com.
Yeah. And lemonade, it's really good to do too.
Yeah.
Or you can make limeade and mix it with your lemonade.
Oh, snap.
Have ice can cubes of something else. Then
can you freeze soda? Doesn't it go weird?
Freeze soda?
Yeah.
I would not know that.
I feel like we've made like soda pops before.
I would think.
No, what's happened is we've put bottles of soda.
I think they exploded.
If you're in an open container of ice.
An open container. Oh, okay.
Like in a tray, yeah. An ice tray.
I don't know. We should try it.
Because I've had Coke slushies where you accidentally, like you get a warm Coke and a bottle of Coke and you're like, you put it in the freezer.
Wrap it with a wet paper towel.
But you forget that it's in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then you have a Coke slushie.
Okay.
So I think it comes like a weird consistency. We should try it.
We should try it.
This is the hack I've learned today from my dad when I was at Taco Bell with him. I was going to get a tostada and he whispers in my ear, get the spicy tostada with no chipotle sauce. It's 30 cents cheaper. They have the normal tostada and then the spicy tostada, but the only thing spicy about it is the chipotle sauce, and they're a 30 cents different. So if you want a tostada from Taco Bell, get the spicy one for 30 cents cheaper.
And say no
chipotle sauce, and it's the same thing.
And then they'll put the regular sauce on?
Well, you can just add your regular sauce with the packets.
Yeah, you add your packets on.
So
there you go. You save 30 cents.
That's my life hack for the day. My father's. I thought it was very funny. He's very proud of it. Cindia says, do you believe love is in the little things?
Do you?
I believe it's in all of the things.
It's in all of the things.
Because if someone's a really bad person, but they do really nice little things for you, that's not love. They're really, the big things are mean. Yeah. But if they do grand acts of love, but then treat you terribly, tinily, that's not nice.
Right.
It's in all of the things.
It's in all the things.
Obviously, it's the little things do sometimes stand out more than the big things.
Yeah. You can appreciate those. And
yeah, you
can
learn to appreciate everything. Yeah. But it's in both things.
It is.
So you can't just do one or the other. It's not just the big and just the little. It's both things.
Right.
So
I agree with you.
Yeah. 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 It's in all the things.
Just love. Everybody just love.
Yeah. Okay. Alex wants a shout out. Says, have you packed for VidCon?
Alex! There. Is that the shout out he wanted?
She wanted?
Sorry.
That's just her name on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
At the moment. says, have you packed for VidCon? Girl, I'm not gonna pack for VidCon until an hour before I have to leave. I saw people doing that, like, where's my motivation to pack for VidCon? I leave in 5 days. I'm like,
right,
the 4 days in between is the time when you don't do it. And then the last day is your motivation,
right? Now, when my mom used to pack for trips, she'd pack a week in advance and have her suitcase ready, and I'm like, I don't have enough clothes to pack for a week or
no. Sometimes I pack the night before.
I'll pack the night before.
The night before, depending on what time I have to leave.
Yeah.
If I'm leaving in the afternoon,
you can pack in the morning.
I'm packing in the morning. But if I leave in the morning, I'll pack the night before.
Because you still got to put in your makeup and do all the things.
Yeah, also like my toothbrush. Yeah, I got to use it before I leave.
That's what I'm saying. Your makeup, you got to
Yeah, all your things. Like,
your toiletries.
Pack a week before?
Yeah.
I don't have enough underwear.
I don't either.
I'd be wearing bathing suits by the end of it.
And mine are one piece, so gosh.
Oh, that is difficult. That's awkward. Things will be sucked in for you more. I was talking.
They have a skirt on them. I don't think so. They'd pop out.
Yep. I was talking to Kelly Six about Spanx earlier. I need to invest in some of those. She said, get the ones that come up to your boobs. She says it just feels like a nice hug everywhere you go. The ones that go up to the bottom of your boob. She said they're very nice.
The bottom of your bra.
All right. And then last question I have. Angela says, what's the best thing about owning a house?
I would not know. Sorry.
I own a house.
You do.
And I have to say, the best thing about it is just doing whatever you want whenever you want. Like, we're doing so much work, we don't like something, we'll change it. And it's just, you don't have to ask anyone. You just do it.
And I have an amazing landlord that lets us do whatever
we want. Yeah, you've been here for
35 years.
So, yeah, he doesn't care. Maybe if you knock down a wall, he'd want to know about it.
Well, yeah.
But you guys you can paint, you can redo the floors, you can do whatever you want. He doesn't care that you've been here so long.
Yeah.
But renting apartments and changing every year was the most annoying thing in the world.
Ugh.
But it was also, I was like, I shouldn't hang this on the wall. There's going to be a hole in the wall then.
True.
But now I'm like, I'll hang whatever.
That's right.
I'll do whatever I want. I don't like this wall. I'll punch it down.
And you don't have to answer to anybody.
I don't have to answer to anyone.
That's wonderful.
And mortgage is a lot cheaper than rent.
Yep.
You just have to get enough money down for the down payment.
Yeah.
That's where it gets people.
That's where it got us.
All right. That's all the questions I have for today.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
I think I said those questions of the looking up.
Words. What should we call this podcast?
Words are hard, man.
It was. Well, happy Father's Day to any father listening.
Happy, happy Father's Day.
It's in America. It's different everywhere else, just so you know. Don't freak out, kids. What should we name this one? Mama Got Her Chicks?
Mama Got Her Chicks.
Mama Got Her Chicks. That's it. All right. You want to close this out, Mom? Wait, I want to say, love you guys. Okay, close this out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.